Today's show is brought to you by Harry's. Harry's is so confident you're going to love their blades, they'll give you their trial shave set for free when you sign up at harrys.com/cadcast. Just pay for shipping. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 510. I'm your host, GBD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we are joined by a man, who is here to give you all of this content for free. No season pass, no loot boxes. It's all free forever. Wombat.
You all right there? You sound like either you have a cold or you're having a stroke. And no, I don't know which one it is.
After reading that whole ad at the beginning of the show, I thought I was going to pass out.
It's like a shipwreck pee.
Holy moly. I can't believe I just got through the whole ad, though, in one shot.
We're very proud of you. Right, Chip?
I am. Are you feeling okay, though?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. All right.
You sound a little stuffy.
A little stuffy, but I'm okay.
Okay. That's good. Sure, you're okay because you're getting quiet.
This is usually
quick.
Where you pick up and keep talking. Then.
Yeah, I'm like,
no. I was just reading. I was just trying to figure out where to start here.
So, did you do anything exciting over the weekend?
Well, we did the Long Island Retro.
Yes, we did. It's like doing a show with my grandma.
Is she available?
She might be. She might be asleep by now. She's 96.
Right. For a show or available?
Oh, no, she's available. She's all yours.
Right. You're not supposed to be the gross one.
No, I was asking for you. I'm just making sure we got your question across correctly.
Right, no, I got it. That was nice. So, yeah, we did the Long Island Retro show on Saturday. Shipwreck came in on Friday. And that was a lot of fun.
We hung out on Friday night at your house.
I liked that. I would have bet money that you were not going to come over and hang out with us, Wombat.
And
I didn't.
I said, you know what? I'm going to go. I wanted to. I wanted to see my friend Shipwreck and a little bit of Cheapy.
Right.
And you made me watch you guys play Injustice.
Yes, poorly.
Yeah, what was up with that?
I don't know. I was terrible.
Wombat, how many hours of Injustice 2 have you played?
Oh, like 60 easily.
Right. I haven't played that much at all. Like,
and you beat me every time. You know why? Because I'm not very good.
And I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm just pushing buttons. Doing uppercuts. Strategic uppercuts. That's my strategy.
Well, it was late and I was tired and I had just listened to that murder podcast. So, you know, I have reasons.
Yeah.
GP, you beat me the two times we played too. But yeah. I really didn't know what was going on because I had never touched the game before.
Oh, please. It's all the same stuff as every other Mortal Kombat game.
Well, kind of, but you got to figure out which character you're playing as. Like, which one has been swapped here?
Yes, exactly.
But, right. You're just figuring out which move makes the ice blast.
Mm-hmm. The Sub-Zero's in the game for that. Well, but you don't have him.
I don't have him. Warner Brothers.
Yeah, you just keep emailing them. They'll send it eventually. Expect a PR email from them within the week. When's Gamescom? Is it next week or the week after?
Stop.
Big Injustice 2 announcement coming out at Gamescom.
Is that true?
Yeah. Sure is. They're going to announce the next three characters.
But they already know who it is. You can already tell who it is, but just by looking at the silhouettes.
I know. There's going to be the Atom. There's going to be Black Manta. There's going to be Raiden. I don't know who the other ones are, though. So,
what's the point of doing that?
To ruin the surprise? I don't know.
I mean, they did. I mean, They made the outlines pretty visible.
They did. I'm excited, though, for Adam. Like, I really want to play as the Adam. They can't make his costume any worse than it is on the Legends of Tomorrow TV show. So they have that going for them.
I want a booster gold.
It's possible.
It's not possible. We already know who they are. You can see the outline.
Yeah, but there's six more, and I can only figure out three of them.
I'm sure they're all figured out already.
I'm sure. I'm sure if I looked it up or paid attention. But
I wanted Bumblebee.
Bumblebee?
Yeah, the Teen Titan.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
DC Superhero Girls. This is where I get most of my DC knowledge. That and Lego DC movies.
It's not, you know, there are worse places to get it. Whatever gets you into the mythos. You'll be all set for Justice League, the movie.
I'm all set for Lego DC Superhero Girls. Coming out very soon. Maybe this week. I forget.
Enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
So we also went to the actual retro thing. We had a good time.
Is a really nice like little convention that they got going on there.
Yep, and it's in a really cool spot. It was in the Cradle of Aviation Museum, which was a really great space for it. And there was a lot of stuff to see and a lot of stuff to play and a lot of vendors. And we did a live show and some people watched us do it. It was very cool.
Yeah. We did it inside a planetarium thing.
Inside an IMAX planetarium theater with a huge, like, three-story screen behind us.
At the bottom of the theater with everybody mm-hmm. above us. It was very strange.
It was totally strange.
I didn't know where to look.
It. No. Nope. But we had a good time.
Yeah.
And then
up
we went
where
to
you were looking.
I was and then we and went.
People can listen to the live show if they want. It's on the feed, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Last episode.
Yeah. Yes. Yep. The last episode was the live show.
But thank you, Long Island Retro, for flying me out there and having us do a show. It's fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
And then after that, we all went out to round one.
Yes.
That's the basically Dave and Buster's.
Right. Yeah. They exist in Japan. It's basically a Dave and Buster's with a Dave and Buster's doesn't have bowling alleys, right?
Some of them may. I don't know. That the one here does not have a bowling alley.
But it has bowling alleys, it has arcade games, it's got karaoke booths. What else is that? Ping pong, darts, billiards. It came from Japan, just like Godzilla.
We did karaoke.
We did.
We sang poorly.
We got yelled at for bringing alcohol into the...
I still don't understand that. I don't understand what they're thinking with that.
So right next to where the karaoke booths are at this place, there is a bar where we went and got a pitcher of beer and some sake. And I don't know, just what you would do at karaoke. You would take that in there so you can stomach either singing or listening to the singing that's going on. And they didn't really bat an eye that we were doing this. And then we get into the room, and the karaoke rooms are the only place in this huge entertainment complex where you cannot bring beer or alcohol of any kind.
And it's not that you can't bring in drinks. You could bring in your Coca-Cola.
You could bring in food as well.
Yeah, you just can't bring in alcohol. And I'm wondering if it's because they don't want you to buy a pitcher of beer and then sit in a room with a bunch of underage people. Like if you're 21, but all your friends are 18 because you're cool. And
but that's why they have wristbands.
They have wristbands and cameras as well because we also got yelled at for turning down the lights too low.
I'm just trying to think of a reason. I'm not saying it's a good reason. I'm just trying to think of one.
So their solution, though, is they have like these bar stools with a tray on top of them outside of the rooms where you're just supposed to leave all your alcohol unattended while you sing karaoke.
But we kept a good eye on it because I didn't want you to get roofied.
Right, exactly.
One of the shipwreck groupies?
Yeah.
Keep an eye on them?
All over the place. Those dudes are scary.
Yeah. We did get yelled at. Not yelled at. Yeah. I guess we did.
We got reprimanded two times.
Twice.
In an hour's worth of karaoke.
And that did not stop me from bringing my beer into that room every time.
I explained that to my friends who live in Japan, and they just could not understand the concept of the karaoke boxes and no alcohol.
Yeah, it's so weird, because we probably would have had, I could see us having at least one more pitcher, maybe two, of beer if we were able to drink it in the room. But it just like, oh, instead we're just going to get the one pitcher now that we know. If we knew that ahead of time, we wouldn't even have gotten the one. It's a strange thing. It's like they're cutting out their probably, they probably make significantly more profit on the beer than they do from renting out the karaoke room. I don't know.
Somebody needs to investigate this.
Yeah, something is very odd about it. So
somebody must have gotten really drunk and like thrown the television through the window.
I guess.
But they let you walk around the arcade with wine bottles.
Yeah, they let you take alcohol into like the Star Wars pod arcade machine.
The battle pod.
Yeah.
That was a pretty cool arcade game, by the way. It blows air at you when it starts to make you, it's like the rush of wind from flying a spaceship. Because, you know, there's wind in space. Space wind.
My favorite game in the arcade was watching Wombat play Deal or No Deal.
I love Deal or No Deal in the arcade.
But you don't make any deals.
No, that's the whole point. You let it ride.
I'm going to get my maximum amount of time on this game by just
saying
no
my
to every deal
mm-hmm.
until I get what was in my original case that I picked.
Exactly. That's for me, that's fun. I have fun doing that. You don't need to judge me.
You can play
your own game. There's two dealer
best,
no deals.
The game that you were best at was Bone Eater.
I was pretty good at that, though, wasn't I?
You were the best Bone Eater in the place.
It's for those who don't know, that's, what is that, Silent Scope? Is that what it is? That's what it is, yeah. The new Silent Scope is called Bone Eater, and Chipwreck got to watch me play that. And I got pretty far enough, I'd say. So, that was a good time.
I was going to play Bone Eater, but I didn't want to put my eye that close on the
How's thing. That pink eye treating you now, Wombat?
This is why I wear glasses.
Not for vision, just to protect from pink eye in our case.
Exactly.
It's a barrier.
Mm-hmm. They're fake hipster glasses. That's my secret shame. I said, I need these fake hipster glasses, but could you make them so thick that no one could possibly believe that they're fake?
Right. I don't really need to see. That's not the primary thing.
Exactly.
I just need to sell it.
I brought the Dream Kate up there for us to try out too, but it was messed up when you were trying it, Wombat. But we figured that out.
You did figure it out. Yeah, I never got to play elevator action.
Yeah, the problem was the refresh rate on Cheapy's 4K TV wasn't matched up properly with what the Dream Kate settings were. So we just had to change the setting, and then Cheapy was able to play elevator action without any hitch.
And how did I do?
You did quite well. You beat two levels.
That's pretty good for elevator action.
I don't know if I beat the second level, but
you were sitting on so many guys' heads.
That's the key. Kicking them in the face.
Do, 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 do.
Just dropping on top of them. Yep.
Do, do, do,
so,
do,
so what did you think when the Dreamcade worked? What were your thoughts? Once this comes out, there's only 2 days left of the Kickstarter for Dreamcade.
Oh, wow. So I need to make a decision here. What I thought was it was ridiculously easy. Once we figured out the refresh rate thing, it was ridiculously easy to get the games onto it. It's just like you said. It's just basically going into a Google browser and typing in the name of the game and then click download. And then you have the game. And then you play the game. So I don't know what else. I would say the interface is not as fancy as I was hoping for.
I would say it's typical for these type of things. It gets the job done, and it's not totally ugly. But it's not like, I don't know. It's not a fully like realized great UI, but it's nice enough to look at, I would say.
Right. I need something. I feel like I want something that's able to sort through a big list of games. You know what I'm saying? Like, you've made it super easy to get games, thousands of games, literally thousands of games. I think you need to work on the interface. I think it's pretty important because it's all about having access to that, to those games. Once you've made it so easy to get them all. But I don't know. I would for $100 though. You can't, it's hard to say that you can go wrong. That's for sure.
Yeah, I guess people have gone wrong with some of these other machines. This, what is it, the Retro Engine Sigma, I've been hearing that people were asking about before. It was like, it got quite a bit of money on Indiegogo. I think it got like $700,000. Hmm. And this was like for this $50 Linux, I think it was called Orange Pi machine. But the specs on it were not nearly what the specs on this thing are. And the company behind it, like, this is an actual company behind this one.
Right.
Which I think makes a huge difference in my willingness to do a Kickstarter on like a hardware type thing, is that I know, like, even if this comes out and there's issues, that company is still going to be there to kind of carry forward with it. So I don't know. I don't think you can go wrong for the $100 on this.
No, I'd say that's a safe bet. $100 is a safe bet. Anything else from the weekend or anything? Did you buy anything good?
I bought some games. We talked about them during the live show, right?
Sure. Yes. Yeah.
Yes, you showed everything you bought during the live show, and you posted a really good picture.
Yes.
Yep. I bought nothing, which is weird, but I don't know. There just wasn't anything.
You got a free T-shirt and a free backpack.
I got the T-shirt is awesome. I should wear that this weekend. I need to remember to wear that shirt. My wife took it home. I don't know where she put it. I need to have words with her.
Right.
Where's my T-shirt?
And Shipwreck said you got a free backpack also.
Oh, yes, and the backpack, which is also very nice.
So, what else we got here? Let's show feedback.
Sure. CAG79 has to say that he's a little disappointed that there wasn't a video to the live show. If I recall correctly, there was a video for last year's event, Get With The Times. And then Pete Wojcikowicz says, it needed a little time to cook. Here you go. So if you look up Pete's account on YouTube, or you just go to the last show thread, you can watch the YouTube video of the live show. It's Pete, P-E-T-E, W-O-J-T-O-W-I-C-Z.
Good luck.
You type that into YouTube, you'll find his channel and the live show.
Yeah, he did a nice job of editing the audio and video together. I know. That's pretty difficult.
Yeah, it came out great. So, two thumbs up.
Thanks, Pete.
Exactly. That's it. That's all I got. There was not much feedback.
All right.
Fine. People let me down.
Well, the show went up late.
I know.
Comparatively, too.
And people let me down.
Sure.
All right, how about some Watch This Bitches?
Sure.
I put this on here for Shipwreck because I just want to hear Shipwreck talk about the new Obi-Wan standalone Star Wars movie that's coming out.
You do? You want to hear me talk about it?
Uh-huh.
Well, we know nothing about it other than we've already had 4 Star Wars movies about this character.
Right.
Spanning pretty much his entire life. Sure, there's some room in between episode 3 and episode 4 where he lives in a cave and gets old.
And he does change his name to Ben.
And his accent.
Yep. So we need to learn how that happened. And his accent. That's pretty funny.
Well, they can explain that.
How he got the lightsaber back from...
He just picked it up off the floor.
I don't know. I'm sure they'll figure it out. They're going to do something.
This is the least interesting choice they could make, right?
No, I think young Han Solo.
Well, they already made that choice. They already made that choice. This is what we have left here.
I think the next one is going to be Luke, the early years.
Right, right. Another where he's just out there farming.
Yeah, and he's a teenager. I think that'll be a series.
Well, they're obviously in like 10 years, they're already setting up for the prequel to Force Awakens where he's training all the Jedis. Because they don't say a sentence like that in Star Wars without thinking we can make a movie out of this later. The only interesting thing I could come up with was if they did an Obi-Wan ghost movie. He's already dead. He's just hanging out with the other ghost Jedis. Because I don't know what they do. Like, what's their day-to-day? How do they know when to come say stuff? Does he get confused when Anakin is the old guy or the young guy? I don't know.
If it was a ghost movie, is it young ghost? Do they have to pay the Alec Guinness estate, get his likeness, and do like a complete CGI ghost deal?
Yeah, but I think you could get away with it with CGI ghost because you could do that little flickering kind of stuff to him.
You don't need to see his face that clearly.
And does he like
comedy?
Does he talk?
We haven't had a Star Wars comedy before.
Does he talk to Rey or does he talk to like someone else? Rey.
Anybody you could bring about. Any Star Wars characters that's dead, he could talk to too. The whole universe opens up.
Uncle Owen, I think I got you killed. I don't know why I talk like a beetle now, but I do.
This just seems like it's easy money on Disney's part, but that's about what it seems like. That seems like the only thought that's gotten into this.
The continuing adventures of Ghost B1 Kenobi.
It's at least interesting to me. Because do you know how ghosts work in Star Wars?
I don't know how ghosts work, period.
I want to see the movie should just start with Obi-Wan getting killed by Vader.
He just disappears. He doesn't even get killed.
Right, and that's when this movie starts, and then you just see exactly what happens when he becomes a ghost.
It should be some sort of like, you know how in Doctor Strange, there's the scene when he first meets, what's her face, Tilda Swinton, and she touches his head, and he goes through all that cool scene?
Yes.
That. But it's Obi-Wan instead, as soon as he gets hit with the lightsaber.
Yes,
by Darth Vader.
Yes.
He just goes through like this whole like time warpy thing.
And you could have a scene. You could bring Darth Vader back for a scene too, where he's just like talking to somebody, like, "What the hell just happened? Like, I swung at him, and then his robe's on the floor."
He'll make a pun because then we'll show. Oh, he was still making puns even after the Rogue One thing.
You could build it up to
see
it. Like
him.
Right.
Just because we didn't see him make puns during A New Hope doesn't mean he didn't make puns during A New Hope.
Sure, they have a camera on him all the time.
Yes. Exactly.
Oh, now I'm excited for the movie.
Yeah, I think we have done a lot for LucasArts right now. Mm-hmm. Is there an existing character that you want them to fill in backstory in a whole movie for?
Well, you know, the Greedo movie we're all waiting for.
Yeah, how about Greedo and Hammerhead together in like a buddy movie, like very gritty, a hard R movie.
Well, Hammerhead is a woman. So
what?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine. It doesn't
so
matter.
So is it like a rom-com?
No. Like a
Natural Born Killers.
Yeah, but they're not killers. They're
well, they
like
try
bounty
to be.
Hunters or something.
They're just bad at it.
How about bounty hunters? They're bounty hunters and they work together and they have like this weird relationship because they're from two different species. And the, you know, one guy's got like a hammerhead. It's crazy. And the other guy looks like a green pufferfish. And it's
I think the Bounty Hunter movie is what everybody kind of wants.
Sure.
Because it makes sense. But I think we can't have that until they cram them all into the Han Solo movie first.
Oh, we have to see what Hammerhead does in Han Solo?
Yeah.
Before we
end. She may show up.
I assume all of the bounty hunters.
Oh, now I'm reading something where they're saying that Hammerhead is a he.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I don't know. I thought Hammerhead was a she.
Well, you could get some like topical gender stuff going on in this movie too.
Right? Is Hammerhead a guy or a girl?
How does Hammerhead identify?
Right. I can see that being very controversial and giving us free publicity.
So who am I thinking of? There was another character that everyone thought was male, but turns out is female. I thought it was Hammerhead, but maybe I'm wrong.
Jabba.
Yeah. Jabba, no, Jabba I'm pretty sure is a dude. But I don't
know. Luke.
I guess it also doesn't matter.
Luke.
Oh, all right.
Yoda, I'm going to pay to see all of these just because we're all idiots.
You want to see the Yoda Yaddle adventures?
There's at least some Yoda backstory that could be filled in.
Well, there's 300 years of Yoda. So.
Right. There's a lot of, like, got a lot of movies there if you want them. Other than that, I mean, the Boba Fett Bounty Hunter movie makes sense.
Does
everybody
it,
else, well, it's Boba, it's going to happen.
I think they just need to, like, they need to move it forward, not try to cram it into in between these movies that already happened.
Right. How he got out of the Sarlacc pit.
Yeah. I don't know. No. Let's move on to new releases.
Ghost Obi-Wan went down there and helped Boba Fett.
This is starting to make me angry. Can we move? What came out this week, Shipwreck?
All right. I've been playing some Sonic Mania.
Oh, I didn't know you got that. Oh, yeah. You bought it.
Yeah, so. I bought it. I bought it for Switch. I pre-ordered it a while back from Amazon. I think there was maybe a double Prime discount at some point, is what I'm thinking of why I pre-ordered it. Because I pre-ordered that, the edition that came with the little Sonic statue. Let me rephrase that. What I thought was going to be a little Sonic statue.
It's giant,
what,
huh?
What actually... He's standing on a base of like the original Genesis, basically, and that's it's true to life size of the Genesis is the base that he's standing on.
Surprise! You got your $60 worth.
Right. I'm pleased with the statue. It just now I have to find a place to put a 1 foot statue of Sonic.
Right.
But then the game came out with it's just a code in the box. Like you have this huge box that comes with the statue and then a code for the game. And there's a couple other like little tchotchkes in there. There's a Genesis cartridge that doesn't work as a cartridge, but it can open up and there's a gold ring inside of it. Yeah. And there's a metal card with Sonic and his friends on it as well. I don't know. I left both of those things in the box before I put it in the room of boxes. But Sonic Mania, it's great. They made a great Sonic game again. Have you guys seen what this game is? Do you know what this game is?
It's basically a throwback to the original Sonic game, but new and better. Is that basically it?
Yeah. Like you start off and it's like, oh, okay, so this is just they up the graphics a little bit on Spring Hill Zone. But then it like as you get further into the level, there's like new stuff in it and different mechanics and just new stuff mixed in with old stuff. And it's really cool. It looks like you want to remember Sonic looking like. It still has that 16-bit style, but it's like they've crammed a lot more pixels in there. The backgrounds, it's like the Sonic 3 backgrounds,
they said some really cool stuff.
Right. They did. They probably did. They probably said Sonic a bunch in the background because they like to like write stupid stuff in the background. But like they had a lot of stuff going on, but
intricate,
back on the Genesis,
I believe intricate is the word you're looking for.
Thank you for being so articulate with that. but it ran like crap back in the day. Like it just could not handle everything that was going on. Now it's Sonic super fast and the backgrounds and the levels look great. There's a bunch of like cute throwback type stuff. Like every level ends with a boss battle. There's no like just running through a sign at the end. And one of the boss battles is you were you were playing Mean Bean Machine against Dr. Robotnik. So it's got like throwbacks to other Sonic games, not just the platformers. I don't know that it's all that long, but there are some other like modes you can play, and there's, it does a good job, which Sonic always did a good job of this, of there being multiple paths through the levels, and you can play as the different characters who have the different abilities that make it even more like kind of interesting to go through the levels, different paths. So for $20, it's pretty good. I don't know. Are you guys Sonic fans at all? I don't.
Yeah.
It's been so long that we've seen a Sonic game that would interest either one of you. So
I was a Sega Genesis kid. So yes, I'm a Sonic.
So
fan.
Yes, you should get this then.
Right. We bought it.
I know. Is it going to be? I mean, the other thing I heard is because I'm old and bad at games now, am I going to find it too difficult?
No.
Okay.
Because you know how this plays.
Yeah. You
understand how
Sonic
goes. You run as fast as you can until your rings go everywhere, and then you are careful for a little while, and you go, "Nope, I got enough rings. Let's screw it," and you go running again. It's very much the exact same gameplay as the original Sonics.
So if I put like if I have the game in there, and then I pull the game out, and then I put Streets of Rage on there, and then they pull that out, and then I put the Sonic cartridge back in, will I have infinite lives and be invincible, or it doesn't work like that anymore?
You could. I don't know what you'd be pulling out.
I know, me neither. But you know, it was a fun analogy to make or nostalgia thing.
It's interesting that it's taken them this long to like. This was like kind of a fan project or something, right? And then they.
Well, didn't they try to do it with that episodic Sonic game?
The Sonic the Hedgehog 4, yes.
Yeah, they made an attempt,
and I'm not of the opinion that all of the Sonic games have just been atrocious. Forever. I think there's plenty that are very playable and enjoyable, but this one is like top tier.
Nice.
Yeah. Hopefully that means more good Sonic games in the future. They have to figure out a way to not just make another remix, though, is the issue going forward, right?
What do you mean another remix?
Like, this is kind of like a remix of...
You mean just make another one like this, but a completely fresh new game?
Right. That's the difficult part with Sonic, is not leaning on the stuff that people remember.
Right.
Once you start warehogging it up.
Right. Yeah, you don't need to go from, you know, remix to warehog. You know, there's a happy space somewhere
that's
in the middle.
That's still one of my favorite E3 appointments ever, though. Like where we went in, no clue that there was going to be Werehog, and you're watching it, and you're like, all right, this looks like they're making a pretty good Sonic game here. This looks all right. And then all of a sudden, the transformation happens, and everybody looks around the room like, what?
Well, you know, Werehogs puts asses in seats.
Oh, we can talk about this game now. We all played some Nidhogg 2.
We did. Yes. And I liked it so much playing it at Chibi's house that I had to get a copy for myself. And not just for myself. It's a really fun game to play with Sabrina because I
played
it with
Ty. Just to be clear
there.
Let's just to be clear there. By get a copy for yourself, you mean you requested a review copy?
I did request a copy and they sent it to me, yes. A copy was provided.
Thanks. Thank you, Shipwreck.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, you know,
I just want our us to be on the up and up.
Oh, of course, yeah. Oh, you got to reveal.
Yes, I thought I was clear, but no, I have no problem.
No, you were not clear.
Okay, sorry.
It's okay.
Yes, no, I requested a copy. Like as soon as I got, like it was the next day after I played it with you. They sent an email out going, game comes out this week. If you want it, let us know. And I'm like, I want it because I played it and I know it's great. So. But, you know, how many games get the endorsement of all three of us? It's a fun game. It's a fun game to play with someone else who's sitting
in the room. You have to have somebody, I think, to really take advantage of it. You have to have somebody of equal skill and local, like on the same couch.
Yeah, mm-hmm. My daughter is probably better at it than I am even at this point. So.
Well, that's fine. Like it, mm-hmm. at least
no, that's perfect. That's great.
Yeah, you just can't. It's not a couch co-op game where somebody who doesn't have any skills whatsoever is going to have any fun.
We were laughing very hard, and my son was laughing at the two of us laughing. It was a good time. So, and for those, I mean, we talked about liking the game. We haven't said what it is. You are a guy that looks like he's made out of Play-Doh. And the other character is also someone that kind of looks like they're made out of Play-Doh. And you're trying to get, depending upon if you're player one or player two, from the right side all the way as far left as you can. And if you're starting on the left, you want to try to get as far right as you can. There is an end to the level on each side. And whoever gets to their end of the level first wins.
Gets eaten by a giant worm.
And yes, that's how you win. You get eaten by a giant worm. And you have to stop the other player from getting to their side. And the only way to do that is by stabbing them in the face. And there's lots of, you know, fun little weapons. And it's just, it's almost cartoonish.
You can stab them anywhere. It doesn't have to be in the face.
I know, you can stab someone anywhere. But, you know, stabbing in the face is efficient. It's cartoonish. It reminds me in many ways of like almost like a Tom and Jerry cartoon.
Sure.
With the, it's a little over the top, maybe more itchy and scratchy because it's very, you know, it's violent, but all the blood is the color of your character. So if you're a turquoise blue guy, your blood's going to be turquoise blue. So it's not gory, but,
did you play the first one at all?
No. I know the first
one. I played
one
a little bit of it. Yeah,
was like it was basically. Is it basically the same game just with that 8-bit style graphic?
It's the different graphic style, and you can customize the character now. The worlds are a little more intricate, but yeah, it's the same. It's pretty much the same, which is a good thing.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I recommend it if you have someone to play it with. And you want a game that's going to be fun. Like, it's a good round-robin party game because it's only two players at once. But if you're having, like, three or four people over, you could definitely, like, you know, winner plays, you know, whoever loses has to hand the controller off and play the winner and keep going kind of a thing.
Yeah. I'd say $15 is a great price for this game.
Mm-hmm. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
What's next?
Also out this week, Agents of Mayhem. The new game from the Saints Row folks.
I'm still surprised. I know you didn't ask for it, but I'm surprised you didn't ask for it, and I'm surprised they didn't just send it to you.
Who?
Shipwreck.
Why?
Because I know they like you, the PR people.
Well, I mean, I still need to ask for it. I just didn't think I'd have time to play it at all. So I don't know. It seems to be getting good reviews for the most part. A little bit of mixed.
Yeah.
It now that Crackdown got delayed, if you're wanting this style of game, there's only one game in town now.
Yes. And there's no Saints Row really anymore, I guess. Or is this considered Saints Row?
Saints Row Universe.
Is that what it is? It's Saints Row. Saints Row adjacent?
They're neighbors. It's something, I think it's
the
same
Saints
universe.
Row tale.
Right. I mean, I thought this looked pretty good at E3. I thought that it was looking better than Crackdown. It doesn't look like it's Thai friendly, so I don't know
where it fits
in with my lifestyle. But
right. That's a little bit of why I didn't get it right now either.
I could check it out on my computer though. I don't know. It looks fun though. And like you said, with no Crackdown, the Agents of Mayhem people would have loved to have that Crackdown news a couple of weeks ago. They could have built a marketing campaign around it, but oh well.
Yeah, you know, there's a couple things that came out that aren't on this list. I know Matterfall came out, and that's the game we played at E3, Cheapy, the side-scrolling, very fast, you're switching between different colors to get through different areas game. I'm forgetting. Dang it. I'm forgetting the.
Oh, yeah.
I have not played that yet, but Housemarque. It's the next Housemarque game. But I really enjoyed that at E3. And I think PlayAsia, they had like a physical version of it up on their site. And it was only $20 physical. So I pre-ordered it there. And I'm seeing if that comes through. And if not, I'll just buy it digitally. But it seemed like my type of game, definitely.
They added Conan, not Conan like the TV show, Conan the Barbarian, Conan Exiles to early access on the Xbox One. They sent me a code for that as well with my code for Nidhogg, and I did play a little bit of it. I haven't played much. I think you can kind of tell it's still in early access, so I don't want to talk too much about it. I it's been on PC for a while now, and I don't think they've quite translated it to console as good as they probably, hopefully they will. A lot of the menus and changing and movement is a little clunky and not really set up yet for like a controller kind of a situation. does that make sense?
Sure. It doesn't feel like it's fully baked yet.
Yeah, it definitely isn't. I mean, there's no tutorial at all. Like, you're just kind of like thrown in there. It's a survival game. You're an exile in the universe of Conan, and you get to choose what kind of character you are. I'm a Cimarron, the one that Conan is. That's what I am. And you just go out there. You have nothing. You don't even have clothes. And you're just kind of trying to figure it out. And I was able to make an axe and a pickaxe. And I came across three other people and they attacked me. So I attacked them with my axe and I died. And that was pretty much as far as I got. But you're just like wandering around the desert trying to find water and food. There is a complete like single player. You don't have to play this online as an MMO. You can play it offline without, you know, having to deal with other people. So, which I actually didn't even realize. I thought it was just an online only thing. So that was kind of cool. It just needs it definitely needs a little bit more time to cook. So that's Conan.
And then Undertale came to PS4 and Vita as well.
Is that? I know people say that's like one of the best games ever. I know nothing about it.
I have not played it yet, but from what I gather, it's kind of a cute, kind of a callback to a bunch of different styles of games in an RPG. I think it's very like meme heavy. Is what I understand, but yeah, it's supposed to be great.
All right,
we should play it. Somebody should play it.
I want to play it. I'll play it.
Do you recommend that I shave before we play it?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I was actually just trying to figure out our coupon code.
I was trying to help you out.
I know. You jumped the gun, though, for me.
Sorry. I didn't mean to.
Wait, do it again.
Okay. Do you think we should shave before playing that?
Absolutely. And to get ourselves ready, we should go to harrys.com/what? CADcast.
/CADcast. It's the name of the show you're on right now.
Well, you know, it's not right on here. But now it's right. Anyway, so of course, yeah, we're talking about Harry's. Harry's makes great razor blades. We love the sharpness of it. We love the quality of their creams and balms, especially their post-shave balm. And, you know, you'll come to learn why over 3 million guys have switched to Harry's. It's a great shave at a great price. Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys, were tired of paying high prices for overpriced razors, and they started their own company with a real German engineering. Which is what you want in razor blades, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, if you go to harrys.com/cagcast, they're so confident that you're going to love their blades, they'll give you their trial shave set for free when you sign up. That's harrys.com/cagcast. Just pay for shipping. Yeah, so thank you very much, Harry's. I think you'll, if you give Harry's a try, you'll enjoy it.
You've
had zero
it.
Complaints.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's move on to Wombat's Overwatch Onslaught and other news and stuff. Actually, I did not put any Overwatch stuff on here. There was so much Overwatch attention at the LI Retro, so much negative attention.
We can talk about the new Overwatch, Lawbreakers.
Oh, you know, upon further review, I'm pretty sure it's not the new Overwatch.
Mm. I think it's pretty fun, though.
It is fun. Ty's been playing some on your account.
Oh, has he?
Yeah, he's been screwing up your stats. He gets A's and B's. So
I wonder how that's going to work when I log back in over here.
It's going to erase my PS4, probably.
I just don't know if it'll get upset at my account being on your account in New York and then all of a sudden my account in Ohio, but we'll see.
And you were sent Lawbreakers?
Yeah. I was, no, I was not sent Lawbreakers. I bought Lawbreakers.
Huh?
Yes. Good try, Wombat. Good try.
I thought you were sent Lawbreakers.
He is a Lawbreaker.
Right. No, I ordered, it's a limited run game. And so they sent me, while the physical version is not here yet, they sent out digital codes for everybody so they could have it at launch. It was nice of them. I think it's pretty good, though. It seems like running back to the objectives seems quicker to me than in Overwatch. The character design is not nearly as pleasing as Overwatch, that's for sure. But it's got the loot boxes that you like, cheapy.
It's too generic. It's all too generic.
Yeah.
I think the gameplay is fine. Everything works great. But
it's fast.
It's fast, and that's fine. You know, it's fine. It reminds me of like the classic first-person shooter arena game, which is great. But I'm too invested in the whole Overwatch universe to go into like a whole other universe. The universe of the Law and the Breakers.
Whose side are you?
Is this like the show Cops from the 80s?
Yes,
cartoon?
Yes.
Cops and Crooks.
Does
he got long arm? Does he shoot a handcuff out of his arm?
No, I don't think they have that. But it is two teams. One is the Law and one is the Breakers. That's pretty much, as far as I can tell, that's the depth of the story and the
sure.
characters and all that stuff. There's the Law and the Breakers.
Is one of the Breakers named Misdemeanor?
No. But there's one that's like Bombshell or something.
Bombshell, spelled like Michelle, basically the second half of it.
But she has bombs. It's just, you have bombs. She shoots rockets.
She's all right.
So why isn't she like Rock Shell?
Because that's dumb.
Well, Bombshell is better?
Well, at least that's a thing. Well, I know what a bombshell is.
I think it has a dual meaning. If Nintendo got a hold of this like game and character design, like they put their type of character designs in this, it would be a
right.
enormous hit.
Yes.
It's really, it's on the same character design, like status as like Destiny is for me. It kind of looks like that. Just kind of, I don't know. The graphics are good. Just the characters, they're guys in armor or girls in armor. They're not exciting to look at.
No, they're not. People aren't going to be making YouTube videos of all the characters going to the bathroom and stuff like they do with Overwatch. And music video parodies with Overwatch themes in them. I don't think they're going to be doing that with Lawbreakers.
The verticality of it, though, is the cool part.
Yeah, it's like Tribes.
Yeah. It's Tribes, but it's not in those huge maps like Tribes had.
Less tribesy.
Right. Like there's not a lot of downtime in this game. Like the arenas are very small If you're playing like capture the flag type of thing, it doesn't take you like a half minute of running to get the flag back. You're basically, I don't know, 15 seconds away from where you need to be at most, maybe 10 seconds, maybe less if you fly there. So you didn't, did you see us play this at all, Wombat?
No, it was still downloading when I left.
Ah, okay. Gotcha.
So I missed all that. Yeah.
You missed the law breaking.
Yep. Next time.
Yeah, it's cool. It's just,
it'll be interesting to see what kind of following it gets, because it's a really solid game.
Right.
Like it's priced.
It's got a lot of competition in that style of game.
Right. So. I mean, Cliffy B will definitely get more eyes on this game than it would otherwise, which is a positive for it. And there is a lot of kicking going on. He likes the games that where you kick people. So we'll see if it hooks enough people, and maybe it doesn't need to hook. It's never going to get the Overwatch numbers, obviously, but maybe with the loot boxes and the people who get into it and pay the money, maybe it'll do very well.
I've been playing mostly Just Cause 3 lately.
And you were sent a code for that, right?
No, I was not.
Oh, shit.
It was free with my PS Plus subscription. So I downloaded it and started playing it, and I've been playing the crap out of it because it's a lot of fun. So if you have PS Plus and haven't downloaded Just Cause 3 yet, I would get to it because you don't have that much time left this month. Actually, August is almost over, so it's totally worth it. And by worth it, I mean the nothing.
But, how's the story?
It's the same as the last. It's basically the same as Just Cause 2. You're just in a different country, and there's a different dictator, and you're, you know, overthrowing another jerk dictator.
The story was pretty annoying, I remember, in the second one.
Oh, yeah? No, it's fairly... I've done, like, 4 story missions, but I've freed up, like, 4 provinces in this... And the map is huge. Like, it's one of the biggest maps I've seen.
How are the icons?
The icons are okay.
Okay.
They could be better. When you get to a base, though, and you need to, like... check off the checklist of all the things you need to blow up.
Mm-hmm.
They do a pretty good job when you go into the map. It actually will show you where things are when you get down to like those last 2 things. So if you can't find that last transformer, it will show you on the map approximately where it is. So you're not wandering around some hydroelectric plant for 2 hours trying to find one small box after you've done everything else. So it is a little bit of like some good, smart, intuitive design to keep you from getting frustrated for no reason. Cause I could see that being an issue. And I don't remember if that was or wasn't in the last game. Cause it's been a while, but, it's pretty cool.
It had a good map with things to check off.
Yeah. I mean, and obviously it's a lot of blowing stuff up, and you can blow stuff up with lots of different things, helicopters or just ropes or bazookas. And
love blowing stuff up with ropes.
Well, you tie a rope. you could shoot 2 ropes at a gas tank and pull the gas tank, and the gas tank goes into something and it blows up. So yes, you can blow stuff up with ropes. There's a lot of blowing stuff up. There's a lot of just, you know, playing around with the silliness of it all. Like I was driving a Jeep to a gas tank, and my goal was to drive it into the gas tank, but some idiot stood in front of me and started shooting at me. So I just drove the Jeep into the guy, and I jumped out of the Jeep before the Jeep just flew off the cliff with the guy still like on the front of the Jeep, because I just smacked right into him. So that was kind of fun. And then I just shot the gas tank until it blew up. So, I mean, there's a lot of fun to be had in that kind of a game. It's silly, it's dumb, it's a lot of explosions, and it's also the kind of thing you need sometimes. So, cool. Just Cause 3.
Played it on PC. I just looked to see if I had it.
Okay.
It sounded familiar.
Okay.
And I did.
So, you could get it on your PS4 now. I wonder if they have whatever support, whatever the one you have is.
PlayStation PlayStation. Oh, PS4 is stupid. You mean?
Yeah. The super version.
Right.
So it may even look better or just as good, and you could sit on your couch.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I'll check it out.
You should. I mean, it's not, what do you have to lose, really? It's just kind of there.
My time.
Well, there's that.
Mm. Where are we here? Wombat's news and stuff? We're still in there?
Yeah, let's ask. Did you get your night trap yet, Shipwreck?
No.
Okay, isn't that out this week too, or is that?
Yeah, no, that is out this week as well.
Okay, I was gonna say
there was a ton of stuff that I wanted to play this week.
Yeah, I know. I was gonna buy that and I didn't, just because I've been playing Just Cause 3, and I feel like that'll go on sale at some point.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll play it when my physical version gets here.
Mm-hmm.
Should we move on to? Oh no, here we are. This is from at Papa Gino 1961. He says he thought he was too late for this week's show, but are there any further news on Middle Earth Shadow of War? The microtransactions and loot boxes and stuff that were announced. I just wanted to give a shout out to the Jim Sterling video about Shadow of War and the use of microtransactions in a single player, just like a single player game like this. It's a very entertaining YouTube video. Did you guys watch that?
I have not.
Oh. Well, I would recommend checking it out. He's not happy with Warner Brothers.
Really?
Business practices, and is just ripping on them for about 15 minutes. It's pretty entertaining.
I admittedly, when I kind of predicted this a couple weeks ago, I was doing so in a ridiculous manner. Like, I thought it would be ridiculous, but it was still plausible enough that they would go in this direction. I don't know. It's where games are now.
I think for the what makes it different for me than a game like Overwatch or, you know, a multiplayer game is that with Overwatch, they're coming out with a lot of free content. There's no season pass. There's no like crazy edition.
Yeah, you're getting stuff constantly.
You're getting stuff. They're always working on the game to balance it, to bring new maps, new game modes. With these other single player games, they're trying to sell you everything. They're trying to sell you the season pass, and they're trying to get you on the loot box gambling tip.
Yeah,
which, it's not fair.
It's not fair. It's annoying. And I'm okay with the season pass model. I kind of get it. You know, that at $60, which is not nothing to buy a game, I don't like to spend $60 on any game. Everyone knows that. There's still a chance that on a lot of these games that have really big budgets, that even at $60, they're not really, the profit is slim. These season passes help these games make profits and stay in business. So there's a reason for this. I guess, are we now at the point where even season passes aren't profitable anymore? Or is it just...
It might not be as profitable.
I was going to say, or is it that they need this other thing also? Because I was just getting okay with this concept of, okay, so fine, if I want everything, I pay $100, but I have everything and I don't have to think about it. But now there's not even that anymore. Now it's, okay, so I paid $100.
Always leave them wanting more.
Yeah. But then you don't want it.
But somebody does.
Right. It gets tiring as the consumer.
Yeah. It's like, what do I need to do? I just want the game. I want everything. How do I get everything? Oh, well, that would cost like $1,200. Well, I don't want to spend $1,200.
Just buy 1,000 loot boxes.
Yeah.
Ty got $6 from the Tooth Fairy. He hadn't had a loose tooth in a long time. And the Tooth Fairy forgot to deliver one night, so he got an extra dollar. Anyway, so I was like, oh, do you want to buy some loot boxes for Overwatch?
Nudge.
Well, just to see, like, I'm just curious, would he be interested in it? And it's such a ripoff. I think it's you get two loot boxes for $6.
Yeah,
something ridiculous like that.
Sabrina wanted those skins for Harley Quinn in Injustice 2, the gold and the silver ones. I still haven't bought them for her yet because I'm trying to kind of talk her out of it because she doesn't need it.
Yeah, it's five boxes for $5. It's just like you can easily open five horrible boxes.
Yes, and then be upset. I mean, yeah, at least with when you're buying shaders in Injustice 2, you know what you're getting before you buy it. Like, I know if I want the gold shader, I could just buy that one. I don't have to open a box and hope I get it.
Yeah, it's just hard to look at those prices and say, oh, that's good value right there.
Yeah, it's very strange.
But it must work.
Mm-hmm.
Microsoft, we talked about Crackdown 3 being delayed to next year.
It's a good thing in the end if that game turns out better.
How could they blow it?
Oh, please.
They're going to blow it.
Of course they are.
Oh, they had a good thing going with Crackdown.
It feels like they set it aside for a long time, right? Like, I don't know.
It didn't seem to advance at the same rate as other games.
Right. It should be more than what it was when we played it at E3.
Like, when you play a Forza game and it looks basically photorealistic, Crackdown looks very similar to the old Xbox 360 games. Like, the graphics didn't look, I don't think, substantially better or more advanced or anything like that. Maybe a higher resolution, but I don't know. Yeah, it definitely looked like it needs a retooling.
Some
or something.
Loving. Somebody needs to go in there and just love on Crackdown for a while.
Right. N-Guy. What's N-Guy doing?
I don't know.
Call.
I didn't know you were waiting for an answer.
I'm not sure that I was.
Oh, okay.
Here's a question for Microsoft from @Campo63. Will any of you be pre-ordering the Xbox One X when they go up for pre-order? It sounds like it's going up soon, right? During Gamescom?
So that is soon. It's Sunday or Monday, according to this guy.
Right. That's the big announcement, I guess. I don't know. I'm not
that
excited.
A big announcement? This is so ridiculous.
You can buy our thing. They didn't say it was a big announcement. I said it was
announcement. But they've been hinting at it that this is going to happen.
I don't have a 4K TV. I have no use for an Xbox One X.
Right. Me either.
Limited use. Not no use.
No use for an Xbox One X.
It'll still be better.
I have no use for an Xbox One X.
We played on. You have an Xbox One S right now, GP, and you have the PlayStation 4 Pro. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I was playing on those for 3 days or whatever when we were there. I can't tell a difference,
right?
From those and the ones that I'm playing here at my house.
You have a better TV than I do, though. Or maybe it's just because it was bigger.
That's
part of better.
I'm not that much further away from my TV than you are from yours.
Yours is close, too.
Yeah.
But we didn't play Horizon. You didn't see Horizon on the Pro.
You didn't say, hey, you should check out Horizon on the Pro.
I didn't think of it.
On the Shipwreck S, you mean? Jerk. Oh, wait, no.
No, on the Pro.
The other Horizon. Okay.
Yes, the Zero Dawn.
I was confused, too, Shipwreck. Thank you for saying something, because I thought I was the idiot.
My bad. That's a real showstopper.
Great on mine as well. Like that's
and
the
Uncharted
thing.
Also.
It already looks great on 1080p. Yep.
They do,
but so. It could look more great.
But unless
more
you're
greater, huh?
Unless you're looking at one of them right beside each other, I don't think you know.
This is an artisanal. The Xbox One X is an artisanal console.
All right, I'm on board
for
now.
The most discriminating video game shopper.
Can I?
It's not for everybody.
It's made by Trappist monks in the mountains of the Himalayas.
Yes, these guys have not seen a naked woman in
naked women.
Yes, in 250 years.
Wow, they're old.
It a tradition. Mm. When you're masters of liquid cooling, you have to make certain sacrifices.
Sounds like it's more likely to break.
Right. I don't know. I like the idea of it, but I just didn't see anything at E3 that made me think, wow, here's my credit card. But that could change when it comes out.
It's only going to get cheaper.
Right. Yes, that is how these things work.
Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for the TVs to get cheaper, and then the consoles will get cheaper, and then you get the women.
Huh? And then you buy everything.
Uh-huh. First you get the consoles, mm-hmm. then you get the sugar.
Sugar?
Yeah, it's a Simpsons joke on a Scarface joke. Never mind.
Nice.
Uh-huh.
Sony, I checked out the No Man's Sky update.
Oh, really?
I wanted to see what the hype was all about. I got Ty to watch with me.
I was going to do that, but then when the update was taking too long, and that's when I started playing Just Cause 3. So there you go.
Yeah. First of all, I'll say that the visuals got a nice upgrade. The planets definitely look a lot more interesting and alive. Even the animals, or whatever you're supposed to call them, the bioforms.
All I think of is the Jurassic Park theme being played by like a kazoo or whatever it is.
Right. I know. It's closer to the original E3 vision than, I don't know.
I love that video. That video is one of the best.
Yeah.
Right. Imagine if you're a developer of No Man's Sky, though.
Oh, I'm sure they wept when they saw that. No joke. I'm sure someone cried.
I'm sure they laughed at the same time, though.
Uh-uh. I guarantee you they didn't. I bet they were real hard, I can't believe this is my life tears.
You're saying it's a soul-crushing.
They stuck with it, though. That's the nice thing about it, is like they could have just went, all right, well, that's done now.
That's my legacy. I'm going to stick with that.
No, they stuck with it.
They didn't. I give them credit for that.
Right. They stuck with it with no loot boxes.
Exactly. So, how's the story?
Oh, I didn't actually... we weren't actually able to find the story. I guess the story, you have to travel a little bit before the story pops in. So, we don't know how the story is, but... I did notice that the inventory is a lot better since the last time I played. You can stack things and move stuff around, you know, to sort of like how you like things personally. I don't know. It seems like it's worth revisiting if you sort of enjoyed it at first, but you were getting too frustrated. It seems like they listened to the people who had a lot of complaints. And tuned a lot of stuff.
Cool. So
you have it, right?
Yeah.
We all have it.
Yeah. Yes.
So I pre-ordered that game and bought it at full price.
It looks, I mean, it's pretty stunning looking now, I feel. I think you should definitely check it out. It's worth revisiting.
I downloaded that update. But, I mean, I'm still playing Hitman because I bought that. And I feel like I should be playing the games that I spent money on. And then I started playing Just Cause 3, and now there's No Man's Sky, and I don't know, I have a lot going on. I have a lot going on. I need a vacation.
Right. Well, help them out. Help the No Man's Sky people out. They're working hard without loot boxes. They're doing it out of the goodness of their own hearts, if they're not doing it for, you know, loot box riches.
They're doing it because they don't want their legacy to be...
They had Joe Danger as well.
That's true.
No, I mean, you can't. When you play this, if you pop this thing in now and check it out, you will definitely not be hearing any kazoos in your mind. I'm pretty confident in that. It did look a little like you might hear a little kazoo, but
now it's more like
right. I think that's accurate now. You'll say whoa, you'll say wow more than you hear the kazoo.
Gotcha.
That's basically what I'm here to say. all right, where are we here? Some cag bag questions? Is that where we're at already?
Yeah, that's where we're at.
All right. I guess so. At Darth Rook asks, does Shipwreck still prefer physical copies over digital to grow his physical game library? Well, how can you grow a physical game library with digital?
You can't.
What kind of question is that?
Why did I put that on there? You grow a digital game library.
Yes. I still prefer physical, but I'm not averse to digital.
It's so hard to get the deals on the digital games on consoles.
That's really the problem. When they're cheap, it's great. There's part of me that prefers digital just because I'm lazy, but...
I don't know. Why is this other question on here?
I don't know. Let's talk about Conker's Bad Fur Day, I guess.
Pat the Troll asks, what did you think of Conker's Bad Fur Day when it was released? He still loves that game to this day. Isn't that in the Rare collection? That's in the Rare collection, right?
Is it?
Yeah, I think so. I've never played it.
What?
Yeah. It's sort of like, it's in that weird gray area when that game came out of, I think I might have been a senior in college or just graduated college.
Okay.
So it's like in that weird area of, I wasn't really playing video games at that time.
2001.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So yeah, I was working in Manhattan, but I was, I don't think I could afford a console at that point.
Yeah, I was a little too adult for that game.
Yeah.
I was not.
You were the right age for that.
I was. That would have been my senior year of college, or I graduated, depending on when the game came out.
March.
March? Yeah. So, sure. I would have been graduating, I guess. Yeah, that was a weird game when it was coming out, though. Because it originally started as just like a kid's platformer game. And I remember like reading about it in Nintendo Power and EGM and everything. And then it made this change into what it became with all the cursing and humor and everything. And it was a good game. I don't know.
The actual game was good.
Yeah, it was. It was very good. You guys didn't play it at all? Either one of them? One of you?
I just never got around to it. I didn't have a console for it.
It's essentially, you guys played the Banjo-Kazooie games, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Not the one where you were building stuff, but the not nuts and bolts.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, it's essentially like one of those, but it changes up the gameplay from level to level because you just go to really weird worlds like World War II. And there's a lot of pee jokes. It's got, I don't know, some of the humor is, it's all off color, but some of it is just like, really, guys?
I think I played it. I'm pretty sure I played it later.
Did you play it on Xbox?
I think I played it on Xbox at some point.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot it came out on Xbox also.
Yep, that was a good version.
I definitely didn't have a Nintendo 64, but I definitely got an Xbox at some point.
I've always been more of a Naughty Bear kind of guy. Naughty Bear Gold Edition.
Right, I was going to say, you don't want the vanilla edition of Naughty Bear.
No. Gold Edition. It's got to be the Gold Edition.
Some inside humor right there for all those people who know about the Naughty Bear Gold Edition.
Yeah, that's it. Well, that's a joke. That's a throwback to old episodes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah. Okay. Just making sure.
All right.
Let's see Shanafan dig up that clip.
Right. I'm sure he can. That's a good project for him.
There you go. Good luck.
Have they remastered Naughty Bear yet? I feel like that's a thing that's waiting to happen.
I don't.
That and that political game with the animals. What the hell was that called? Hail to the Chimp.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. How could you forget that even for a second?
I don't know.
Oh. Yeah, don't hold your breath on that. mm-hmm. on those remasters. But yeah, thanks for listening, everybody. I'll remind you all to follow us on Twitter at GBD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck. Of course, at Video Game Deals. Not going to want to forget about that. And thanks to Harry's. They're so confident that you're going to love their blades. They'll give you their trial set for free when you sign up at harrys.com/cadcast. Just pay for shipping. And that's it. We'll see you next week.
Press done.
Big wheels are a-rollin'. Listen to them turn. The big wheel sound of power with speed enough to burn. Winning. Spinning. Braking. The Big Wheel by Marks, with adjustable seat, handy saddlebag, and a quick stop racing brake. Braking, winning, spinning. It's the Big Wheel with saddlebag and racing brake. Big Wheel by Marks. If we make it, it can take it.